signal. Hello. Yes, the answer is yes. If Morrow can get each side to agree, we certainly agree.
Fine, that's excellent.
While you're on the phone, the president would like to talk to you. Here he is.
Can I talk to you again after?
Yeah, surely.
Thank you.
Sire?
Yes, Mr. President.
This fellow Bob just mentioned about getting both sides to agree.
Yeah.
I think it's extremely important that you turn on all of your Yale charm, and Bundy do likewise. And y'all, in effect, so far as his conclusions are concerned, that he be directing y'all in nearly everything you do, if you can bring that about.
We have been working very hard on that. A great deal of butter was applied in that fashion yesterday by us several times and again today.
All right, now number two, have you had any of the conferences with the people that you would normally do?
No, I have not, because that must first await some conferences that Mac has to have with the others, which we have not yet been able to have.
All right. Now remember one thing that you're constantly going to be faced with the rest of your life. As Cuba, they want to know why you withdrew air support.
Right.
And here, the one question is going to be is why you didn't have your blood test. Why you didn't know what you were doing. Why you didn't have protections against future operations of this kind. Why you'd send in 22,000 and walk off and leave it.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to be sure what you're turning that thing over to, and be sure that they don't achieve in 12 months what they tried to achieve in 12 days. And I don't think that there's been sufficient concern on that front by anybody.
Right, sir.
Now just bear that in mind, because you're going to be up there in front of Mr. Russell. He's going to be asking you this question, and you can't send for Mac George. You're going to be the one in there, and you're going to have to say, well, I knew this to be a fact. And I explored that carefully, and I had an understanding with them that we wouldn't have any bad boys on any side in this picture, and we took steps that would guarantee that, and precautions that would achieve it.
And these are the ones precautions taken.
That's right. And you got to go back to San Juan and your islands and everything, peninsulas and everything else. And I think you all just dropped that out, just kind of forgotten it, seems like to me, from what I read.
No, we certainly haven't forgotten it, Mr. President.
Well, that's what you got to watch for. We're there to protect our people's lives.
Right.
But they're not going to be protected. We have to go back in with 40,000 3 months from now with the same operators approaching it from another angle. Okay.
All right, sir. Max, think about.
Wait a minute, Si. Hello, Si.
Yes.
No, that's all right. He wasn't talking. Hello?
Oh, Bob.
Yes, Si. Go ahead.
On the radio station.
Yeah.
It is our best information now that Mr. I will go on the air at 4:30 this afternoon.
Yeah.
Make a speech and say he is turning it over to the OAS.
Yeah.
That Mora will, tomorrow morning, make a speech accepting it and saying this will operate as the voice of the OAS.
Yeah.
This, Bob, is a very important fact, because this could be, on the one hand, a soothing influence, or on the other hand, a very inflammatory influence in this strange place. And I think this is a very important step if it comes off.
Yeah. Great.
I got the message loud and clear from my conversation with the president a moment ago.
Yeah, he has said this afternoon, in relation to Mac's cable of this morning, that he does not want to substitute for putting the three on vacation the alternative Max suggested.
He does not want alternate days?
Well, he doesn't want to substitute the...
He wants both?
He wants the three on vacation.
Plus the other?
Plus the San Juan Agreement.
Which is partially what's in point B of what Max...
That's right. But he wants both. He insists on the three on vacation and the San Juan Agreement. And he interprets the San Juan Agreement as, in effect, saying that they will seek to identify the other individuals, and when they are identified, they will be placed in custody and or removed. But I talked to Dean Rust a few minutes ago about this, and presumably Dean will get some instructions to Mac. I tell you this not as a formal instruction, but simply to expand on what the president told you a moment ago.
Okay, fine.
He's very firm in it. Now, while you're on the phone, can you say anything about the direction your conversations on the agreement are taking?
Conversations I'm holding in abeyance at this point until we get a firmer base as a result of Mac's discussions, because I have got, in my judgment, to open those up with a firm base and be very firm and say, in effect, this is what it's got to be. And there's not much to be discussed until we have some more discussions between Mac and the fellow he's been talking to.
Well, don't you think it's firm enough to begin talking?
Oh, we have lines open to them, but I really don't think that at this point to discuss the package makes sense.
The president was inclined to feel that it was wise to talk to both sides simultaneously.
Well, Bob, until we know exactly what it is that's going to be said, which hasn't been clear up to now, particularly on the point we just discussed, you could not talk to both sides simultaneously.
You think even this point on the three vacationers is so fundamental that you couldn't talk to the other without it being settled?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's my feeling. I think you ought to know one way or the other.
Yeah. Well, I think that if Mac doesn't get instructions within, I'd say, an hour,
right,
he ought to pick up the telephone and call Dean.
Right, Mac's here and he wants to talk to you in just a second.
Okay.
Now, let's see. Okay, I follow you. Now, on the one other thing to take up with you, Bob, we had a very sticky time yesterday afternoon here. There were 34 ceasefire violations initiated by the Camaño forces against U.S. troops.
Yeah.
We had several people wounded, as you perhaps know. Last night, Mac and I met with the UN people and went over the facts with them. We were very hard on them, and what we felt was their jumping to conclusions and filing material with UTAN without first checking out the facts.
Yeah.
I don't think that'll happen again.
Good.
Bruce's people have been meeting with General Rickey this morning, reviewing the facts with him. And I hope we won't have what appears to me to be somewhat distorted reporting occurring again.
Do you think that these violations are consciously directed by the command or the result of trigger-happy individuals, perhaps with some purpose of their own?
I think the latter, Bob.
Yeah, that would be my guess. Well, on this point of troops, the president still would like to see us move out additional troops. The 1,700 we've agreed to move out when the Brazilians and others arrive.
Did you see get my cable yet?
Yes, you suggested that those that are offshore not be landed but actually be withdrawn from the area.
They have been counted in the 22,000 figures, so you can say we have today if you want to.
I thought we had 22,000 on the land.
No, let me check with Bruce on that. That's my 22,000, we include the BLT afloat, do we not? I'm checking with Bruce's.
Well, even if we do, Si, we're not going to get any credit for pulling them out of the waters. Do you feel we could take some others out?
Well, you mean immediately?
Well, promptly, say 24, 48 hours.
Bruce is having his commanders review the whole troop setup, and we'll have that by Bruce when? Bruce, when do you have completed your review of the... By the end of the day, Bob.
Oh, that's fine. Tomorrow morning for a cable to us is fine. So what I would be very much inclined to do, if you and General Palmer think it at all acceptable, is to leave that BLT on the water nearby and just take some individuals out of out of Dominican Republic and send them back to wherever they came from.
Well, take the BLT that's ashore and put that back.
Well, yeah, put it back into the States.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That would, to me, be a more desirable move politically and, I think, militarily.
Right.
But in any case, you and he examine it and let us have a cable when convenient.
All right, very good.
Now, does Mac want to talk to me?
Yeah, Mac wants to talk to you.
Fine.
Well, Bob.
Yes, Mac.
The reason that I share Si's view, aside from any general comments and conversations that may be appropriate within, not in the framework of a specific bargain, is this, that not only that it tends to pin us to what without certainty, but that if we give them definite statements that this, this, and this, and this are going to be achieved, they are extremely likely to reach the conclusion that that's not going to happen from what they know of the current situation, and to get harder.
Yeah.
Our prospect of really civilizing them is to proceed from the base that this is what's going to happen and move them to reality rather than to bicker with them, because they will use those occasions. Their conclusion will be that we're softening. They currently estimate that we're very tough and that we mean what we're doing.
Yeah.
And they're shaky because they see us talking to the little man.
Yeah.
Our own people, and we see them talking to the people Tom used to talk to, and they worry.
Well, I would simply accept your judgment on it, Mac. I do have a personal view, not shared by many others up here, that time is working against us in terms of a negotiated agreement, that the power base of certain individuals is eroding away with time, and it's going to be much more difficult a week or two from now.
I happen to believe that the critical question, I've, as you know, have believed that the important thing for us to do is to decide exactly what we want. Go after it very hard.
I couldn't agree with you more.
With the premise that if we get it, that's the deal.
I couldn't agree with you more, Mac.
Now, I do happen to think that we want more today than we wanted yesterday, just because I've learned more. But I've told all that to the two people who are downstairs at downtown with you.
Yeah.
They know our views.
Well, let me tell you what the president decided a few minutes ago, which I have talked to Dean about. And don't take my conversation with you as an instruction, but just for your information.
Right.
The president does not wish to accept your suggestion that we seek to identify foreign trained and substitute that approach for the three vacationers.
Yeah.
He wants to insist on the three on vacation.
That's all right. As a matter of fact, my own recommendation this morning was that we go for both.
Well, in any event, he wants to insist on the three on vacation, and in addition, he wants to insist on the San Juan Agreement, interpreted as he does, which frankly extends the language beyond the narrow interpretation. He interprets it as saying that these individuals of the kind we concerned about will be identified and will be placed in custody and or moved out. And when he said these individuals, he means all.
Well, that's more than we've ever said to anyone.
I know that.
Okay.
But I talked to Dean a minute ago, or an hour ago, about this, and if you don't get instructions from him within an hour, Mac, my suggestion is you call him on the phone and try to get them by phone. Because I don't see any reason to lose an afternoon or an evening.